WEEI Afternoons, and as I was just putting my headphones on to come back from break, I believe I heard Ted Johnson say, I don't know, this could be the day I go down. I'm kind of tired of winning. Yeah. Winning gets old, does it?
Well, it does when you get accused of cheating all the time. It's like, it gets, you know what? What's the point? You guys think I'm cheating to beat you guys?
No.
I mean, I don't want to play.
You were on a heater last week.
Good thing Tom Brady and Bill Belichick didn't take that approach. The dynasty would come to an end much sooner. They didn't care if people thought they were cheating. Wow.
It's the day where Quiz was Stiz.
We'll see.
I am excited. I think today might be the day. I'm feeling good.
You think so?
I'm coming off, as the texters noted, my fine performance in the is it 80s porn or fireworks game we played last week.
Oh, you did an excellent job of that. Went 6-2.
If that was any indication, maybe I'm ready to turn things around. Like, starting to get hot. I'm ready to go.
So you're going
to
say you're coming off a fine performance and Rent the Musical.
I'm trying to. You've got to speak it into existence. Yep. So Quiz with Stiz. It's next.
It's time for the Quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one, no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck. That would have been perfect. Way to end this.
The walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
All right.
That's right, boys.
Wow. A studio audience of one, huh?
You know the name. You know the game. It's another Thursday, which means it's another Quiz with Stiz. Ted, our champion for now. He's won the past 3 weeks, I believe. He will face off.
Champion for now.
Against Andy. Well, I'm sure it'll change.
Reigning champion.
Reigning champion. Champion for now. He will face off against Andy tonight to see who is the smartest
man. Imagine if a commissioner
alive.
Took to the podium. Our champion for now is the Patriots.
I'd like to congratulate the New England Patriots on being the champion for now.
Let's do this. Ted's
Patrick
ready.
Mahomes, enjoy it while it lasts.
All right, before I give you guys tonight's theme, I'll pass it off to my behind-the-glass brethren for some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. So Stiz has picked a topic for this week. He'll ask the host a question. If the host gets it wrong, the other host will have a chance to steal. If neither get it, it opens up multiple choice. 10 questions in this quiz. The highest score after the 10 questions is your winner. Ted Johnson, 4-0 in the Quiz with Stiz, including 2-0 in the season matchup against Andy Hart. Don't forget, we also have the rules and decorum. Rule number one, no bitching. Rule number two, no complaining. Rule number three, no accusatory comments. Rule number four, no self-victimization. And of course, with the big star next to it, stop being a Will Clark and play the
game. Thank you, Dan.
Back to you, Stiz.
I like it. All right. Ted, you won last week, so you get to choose heads or tails.
Let's go, Ted. The heads.
Ooh.
Again.
That's always funny.
Usually tails doesn't fail, and it didn't tonight. So, Andrew, you will start off our game. And tonight's theme, boys, I had to think about this last night. I'm like, oh, what do I do? Tom Brady's love life.
Tom Brady's love life.
Oh, important time to remind that Nick Fitzy Stevens is our lifeline for this week. If he gets one right, he opens up a second lifeline as well.
I bet you he's probably the best at this game.
I was going to say.
Does anybody know more about Tom Brady?
I couldn't play movie soundtracks, and now I can't play Tom Brady's Lovers.
Oh, you're catching on to the strategy here, Mr. Fitzy Stevens.
Got it. Okay. All right. I am available as a lifeline, gentlemen. Good luck to both of you.
All right. Andrew, are you ready?
Sure. We'll go with it.
All right. Bridget Moynihan played Dr. Susan Calvin in this 2004 film. Let's go, Andy.
I'd like to use my lifeline, Fitzy.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
It's a film about Tom Brady's lover in it.
No, you're right. I know.
If you don't get this, you're dead to me forever.
You got it.
Wow, that's it? 2004 movie. She played Dr. Susan...
Calvin.
Dr. Susan Calvin. And that movie was...
I got one movie in my head.
5 seconds.
Damn it. That movie was...
Three. Two.
The Wizard of Oz.
I crawl in your grave and die, you useless human being.
That's a deep one.
Bridget Moynihan played Dr. Susan Calvin in this 2004 film.
Yes, I'm going to guess. Did she star with Will Smith in iRobot?
The man is just, come on.
Man.
Come on.
It was the doctor part that threw me. I forgot that she was a doctor.
You claim you know movies and you claim you know the Patriots.
Wow. That was mad brutal. At his lifeline. Wow. Look at him. He's fired up. Go ahead. Let's get it going.
Yeah, let's roll it.
So, all right, Ted, that'll be $20.
Okay.
Teddy, here we go.
Yes, sir.
Tara Reid starred in 2013's Sharknado. How many Sharknado films are there?
God.
Ted, I am available.
You know what? I'm going to use my lifeline.
Oh, wow.
Was it six Sharknadoes?
He's giving him numbers.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Ted! Let's go.
This is so rigged.
It's not.
It really isn't. That's the.
That's just a guy who knows how to use his lifeline.
Yeah.
If I wasn't off tomorrow, I'd be mad, but just can't ruin the buzz of the day
God,
before
you're
a day off.
Again?
I know.
Jeez, must be nice.
You're making Greg Hill look good. My God. All right, Andrew. In 2002, Tom Brady dated Playboy bunny Lally Roberts. What year was she Playmate of the Year?
Oh. Mm.
10 seconds, Andy.
2006.
Ooh. Oh, sorry. I hit the wrong button. No, that is not right. That is not right. Ted.
Yes, sir.
What year was Playboy bunny Lally Roberts Playmate of the Year?
Man, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark. It felt like, why do I feel like that 2002 season when we didn't make the playoffs? I feel like I remember something like this. I'm going to say 2002.
No.
No? Dang.
Andrew, right. Was it A, 1995, B, 1997, or C, 2000?
I'm going to say 2000.
All right.
Sorry, Ted.
Yeah, I'm going to say 1997. All right. There we go. There we go.
3-0.
That's unbelievable. Good.
All right.
Why did we start letting Ted play?
Yeah, it's terrible. This whole thing went awry when we started letting it. He was better as a lifeline.
Number one and number two, no bitching, no complaining.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian sparked dating rumors after being spotted together at this famous annual party.
Was it on the Hamptons? Was it the white party?
Whose white party?
Was it P. Diddy's? No. Was it Martha Stewart? Martha Stewart's.
How many answers does he get?
No, it wasn't. Andrew.
I gave you half of it.
No, you didn't give me the important part, though. I knew the white part.
Well, just think, who throws white parties?
I know
the Klan.
Not no more, I hope.
I know the, who throws? I'm going to say the Fanatics guy.
Oh, that's a good
His
guess.
His white party.
Oh, nice.
You know what, Andrew? I'm going to cut you some slack.
Yeah.
His name's Michael Rubin.
Yeah,
Michael
Rubin.
Rubin's white party, 4th of July. Every 4th of all July.
Right, boom, right. I'm back, baby.
All right, Andrew.
3-1.
That's under.
Andrew, how many years did Tom Brady and Giselle date before they got married?
I'm going to say 3.
And I'm going to say you are right.
Oh.
Yeah, 3-2, baby.
He's climbing back. He's climbing back. All right.
Hey, there's no bitching and complaining. Just focus on your job, you self-victimizationer.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
In that light, how many years were Tom Brady and Giselle married for?
Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness. 4-7. I'm going to say.
What were those numbers?
Carry the 2 real quick.
13. 14. 15. I'm going to say 16 years.
No. Andrew.
Which answer did you count for him?
16.
Okay. I'm going to say 13 years.
We have a tie ball game.
What? Let's go!
Wow.
Was it 2010 to 2023?
Could be.
That's what I went through in my head.
and then she got the Johnny Jiu-Jitsu.
All right, let's go. Let's go. I'm rolling. I got momentum. No timeouts.
All right, Andrew. She broke out after playing Bunny in this 1998 buddy comedy.
I don't even know what we're going for. So this is related.
You're naming the movie.
Oh.
Yep, you're naming the movie.
Well, then who was the actress?
Who's
though?
The she?
Yeah.
If you can, you can't say that actress's name for the movie, that it'll give it away.
That's a total gimme.
Can you read the question again?
This actress broke out after playing Bunny in this 1998 buddy comedy. Bunny.
We don't know who the she is.
You should know Bunny in this 1998 buddy comedy. Classic.
Classic buddy comedy from 1998.
Buddy comedy. I pass.
I think I got it.
All right, Ted.
I can't use my lifeline?
No, you already used him.
No.
Got you Sharknado.
Man, I have no clue.
Tom, okay.
I have
no clue. All right, Andy. She played Bunny in the 1998 buddy comedy. A, The Big Lebowski. B, American Pie. C, Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, God. Can this get any easier?
D, Schindler's List.
I'm going to say The Big Lebowski.
There you go. Tara Reid. The Big Lebowski.
4-3,
wait,
baby.
Wait.
Stop it. Don't ruin the segment.
Wait, wasn't Tara Reid in American Pie?
That's what I thought, but apparently not.
But wasn't a 1998 buddy comedy.
That's a 1998 buddy comedy, isn't it?
No, 1999? American Pie came after.
Please don't let them drag you down.
The Big Lebowski, that's a buddy comedy?
You're doing a fine job.
That's what the internet said.
All right,
Ted.
Yep.
I'll be quiet.
How many Super Bowls had Tom Brady won when he started dating Bridget Moynihan?
Ooh.
You should know this.
I'm going to say... That's a tough one. I'm going to say one.
Oh.
Andy.
So I'm going to say two.
Bang.
Wow.
5-3. I'm pulling away.
Wow. Three. Ted.
Dude, I don't want this job anymore, man.
Wait, do I win? I forgot the new rules.
No, it's the most after 10.
Okay. Here we go.
I got two more. All right, Andrew. Romance sparked after Tom Brady asked her to sit next to him during a star-studded voyage on a super yacht.
How could this... Please. Come on. Oh, my God. Where do you live? Do you live in another country?
So,
do you live on another planet?
You out of your mind?
Sofia Vergara?
Yes, Sofia Vergara. You knew it all along.
He's not playing by his rules anymore.
Ted has come down with an acute case of Andy Hart syndrome.
Yeah.
It's Sofia Vergara.
Losing does not look good on Ted Johnson.
Well, you guys gave him the first one when he didn't really earn it, but that's
all right. Last one.
That's
Ted.
Fair point, Ted.
Tom Brady met this supermodel at a mutual friend's wedding, and the two began dating shortly after.
It's a hard name. Is Rena Sheik or something like that?
Rena Sheik? Do we give it Rena Sheik?
Shark?
Yeah, I think, that's we give it to him.
It's Irina Shayk, right?
I think it's Shayk.
Shake it.
Should I Google her? I'm not sure I recall that.
Is this your homework, Larry?
They dated for like a couple months.
He's got a lot going on in that world, huh?
A lot going on.
5-4. 5-4, Andrew.
No, I already have six.
Well, yeah, you won.
Good.
Good battle, Ted.
You won.
Congratulations.
Never
Andy.
Before have I'm I out. Been part of a game show that was like drunken bumper cars in my life.
It's like drunk history. Although I got to say, Ted, good job. Those first couple questions, man.
Out to a 3-0
lead. That was crazy.
Yeah. You. Yeah.
You.
You wait. What?
It's a 40-minute game, 48-minute game, and I only played 40.
Can we? So you're my opponent, but you're also a critiquer. Was I wrong to go to Fitzy on a question about Tom Brady and movies?
Nope.
Like, isn't that his world?
It is.
Didn't that seem like the most obvious time to go to Fitzy?
Here's the problem. I brain locked on where was she a doctor? I forgot that she played a doctor in iRobot.
Yeah. All right. Nice job, Stiz. Nice job, Dan. That was another fun round of Quiz with Stiz. Be back next Thursday with a new champion.
Thank God.
His name is me. Andy is the champion, and he will reign supreme forever.
Ted.
Up next, we have Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons.